It's time for our FFA interviews from West Central Area. It's being brought to you by Star Bank, Wendell Pioneer Insurance, Hoffman Transmission, Midwest Irrigation and Electrical, and Riverview.
We are coming to you from the Minnesota State FFA Convention, and we are with the West Central Area FFA chapter. Who are we talking to?
I'm Matthew Bakken.
And I'm Caleb Birdsall.
Awesome. How has your convention been, and what have you been up to while you've been at convention?
Our convention's been pretty good. I got my state degree, so yeah.
Great. What was your SAE project that kind of helped get you to that point of getting your state degree?
So I have a couple. I work for a farmer, and that is also one of my proficiencies, and that really boosted the money side of my SAE to get my state degree. And then I have a couple cows back home, and I restore tractors for a little side hustle.
Awesome. So talking about restoring tractors, you said?
Yep.
Yes. So, and do you do that at school sometimes too?
Yeah. So we currently have a Alice Chalmers WD all torn down in the shop. It was kind of restored last year, and then we looked at it a little harder this year and tore it all apart again. And then our shop we completely overhauled. We painted and got brand new updated tools, and we have a bunch of new cool stuff. So,
awesome. Sounds like things are doing great over there. And what are you also getting your state degree?
I am. I'm also getting my state degree. And then my proficiency to get me there was I work for a sugar beet farm where I help doing maintenance and other aspects of the farm. It's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. That takes a lot of hard work to get to that point. What are some other neat things that you're doing around your school and your chapter?
So our chapter has a greenhouse that we use to grow plants for selling, and then we also use it to produce food for our local food shelf. So we have this hydroponic system that'll produce 72 heads of lettuce. And then just recently we added on that'll produce a new system that'll produce 32. So we'll be pushing about 100 heads of lettuce a week to our local food shelves. And then we also have a meat processing trailer that I do a lot of work in. And so we cut meat and we get fresh meat out to our communities.
Awesome. You're doing a lot with produce and your community and all of those things. What are any other fun highlights in either of those places that really stand out to you?
It's been a lot of fun to find out what the hydroponics lettuce tastes like, because I've heard it tastes so much better than just store-bought from a field lettuce. So it's been fun to hear that. And then I've also heard a lot back from the community about how great of an impact it is and that type of stuff. And then we have a plant sale coming up May 2nd,
this weekend,
Friday. So that'll be good, and it'll be a big income boost for our chapter so we can continue pushing lettuce out to our food shelf. And we're talking about potentially getting retail certified in our meat trailer so we could get meat out to our food shelf as well. So all that is great stuff, and I'm super pumped.
Awesome. You're doing some great things with your local community.